Well, good morning, Remnant. Excuse me. Welcome to the LaPorte Church of Christ here. Almost the end of December, December 22nd, 2024. Into winter now. Fall is over. Winter's here. We've had the autumn equinox. The days, the light part of the day start getting a little bit longer every day as we get into winter pretty solid. Pretty mild out here so far, but we'll see what happens. Again, we thank you for joining us. You know, we start out here with the pistol prayer. We try to take the opportunity to remind you to be prayed up. It's as simple as that. I don't think we can be reminded enough of that. Whether it's a note on our phone that beeps at us, or a post-it note, or whatever it may be. Just a good habit. We need to be prayed up. There's plenty to pray about. And I can't help but think that the Remnant has been praying because we're hearing people talk about a change, how it seems that there's a different spirit in the land, how it seems like that there is, you know, the term awakening I'm hearing from secular sources, be it talk shows or just talking to people on the street. So I think that's a direct result of our prayers. I do. And Brother Paul mentioned he's seeing signs around there in Michigan, America, don't stop praying now. And again, that's, I think, as part of the change, as part of answered prayer. But it's not that it's over. We continue. So hope you'll join us with the pistol prayer. We've got this on a Bible bookmarker. We'd be glad to send it to you. We've sent many of them out. But I hope you'll join us. Lord Jesus, we pray with thy authority, we say, DC sorcery cease, satanic strongholds release, Baals be broken and bound, with all idols be cast down. Stop the spells, send the spellcasters into hell. Jesus, cause it to be, and thank you. Thank you for the victory. You know, that prayer talks about the victory. We thank Christ for the victory, victory over sin, victory over the hands of those that hate us. And you've heard that mentioned here over the years at this ministry. If you've read your Bible, you've seen it. To have victory, you have to put forth an effort. And, you know, my dad used to say, somebody's got to win, somebody's got to lose. And, you know, there are those out there that want us to lose. Anyway, the scripture I wanted to start with this morning, 1 John 3:13. I don't think it's something that's really realized. This isn't Old Testament Deuteronomy. This isn't Leviticus or Judges. No, this is 1 John. Okay? 1 John 3:13 says, "Do not be surprised, my brothers and sisters, if the world hates you." You see it there. Do not be surprised if the world hates you. Well, wait a minute. We're supposed to have nice houses and love Jesus and just everything be okay. Maybe that's what you hear from the world, but it's not what the Word says. And we see that going on. We mentioned it yesterday morning on Coffee with the Wranglers. Attacks on Christians over in Germany. Driver plows into a German Christmas market crowd in a deliberate attack. Driver plowed into a crowd of people at a Christmas market in the German city of, I guess that's Magdeburg, on Friday evening in a deliberate attack. A couple of the updates were 2 people had died, 70 people injured. I think that's now, I talked to Jason this morning, here, 5 people have died, 200 people have been injured. And it is a darkie, a Saudi Arabian, born in 1974 per security service sources. Rented the car, saw the article, said they got it where he went and rented the car and drove right into this. And so it is an attack. We hear, you know, you kind of debate what to hear or what to believe. From the media, here's a report, says eyewitnesses claim that the driver drove directly into a large group of people gathered at the Christmas market in Magdeburg in central Germany. An intentional attack, it talks about. At the time of the reporting, his identity or possible motive remains unclear. And all through the main article, it's they're very reluctant to come out and say, oh, this is a Saudi Arabia. This is a foreigner. This is a foreigner. They're very reluctant. They're scared to come out and say that. Oh, it comes out eventually, and it, as it did. But it just shows that it's a further attack. Now, what has Germany done for these migrants? They've opened their arms. They've opened their arms, their social services, their everything they have there. And how are they paid back? Because that's what the foreigner does. That's how the word keeps its, that's how God keeps his word. It's true that if you say you're a Christian, you follow Christ, the world's going to hate you. And you can open your arms up to them. You can open up your borders to them. You can just pour out blessings to them, and they're still going to hate you. And they're still going to do all they can to destroy you, because that's what the word says. Because they don't love him. It's as simple as that. And that's not the only one. We've seen them here. Just this last week, the shooting there in Wisconsin at the Abundant Life Christian School. And see, there again, that didn't come out who it was. But guess what it was? It was some tranny that had just transferred there. They were trying to get her or him or whatever it was, it, help. Hated Christians. You're not hearing a lot about that, but that's what it was. You know, some person named this that went by a different name and associated as this and takes two handguns in and starts shooting people. Why didn't they do that down at the, down at the bar? Why didn't they do that down at the hardware store? No, it's at the Christian school. Because the word is true. That if we love him, if we proclaim and do, are doers of the word, showing that we're Christians, the world will hate us. And that's not the only one. Back in March of 23, that had that trans-identified woman, whatever, entered the Covenant School of Nashville, opened fire, killing three children and three adults before being shot dead by police. Saw this headline, attacks on Christian schools are inevitable. It's going to happen. That's from the media. Amid rising violence, permeating society. Now, we're not seeing attacks on, you don't see attacks on Africa, on black schools, attacks on Jewish schools, attacks on Chinese schools, attacks on, no, it's on Christian schools. But there's some of them that aren't just sitting down and taking it, that's for sure. And there's more and more. We've talked about the, you know, the attacks on churches, the people walking into churches with guns and stuff, and people that are there that are armed that stop it. That's how it should be. We come against the lawlessness. Again, Jesus in John 15:18 to his disciples said, if the world hates you, you know that it has hated me before it hated you. It hated him without a cause, he says. In other places, that was prophesied in the Old Testament that he would be hated without a cause, and he is hated today. And you know, the Christians today are not Christian militants. It's not that you will worship Jesus Christ or will execute you. That's not how it is. You know, that might be a cause for them to hate us, but there is no cause. There is no cause. What do they teach even at that Abundant Life Christian school? Love God, love your neighbor. Oh, we can't have that. So just realize that that's how the world is. And you can either roll over and take it, or you can stand up to it, one or the other. I want to remind you of our network website, sfawbn.com. The news wire's there. We try to keep current events and breaking news as they get sent in to us. We post them up there to share them with you. There's a ton of other information there. The live stream, audio, video, archives, the broadcast schedule. There's a ton of information there. And so we hope that you'll take time to go there. Send us current events. You see the email there, jason@sfaw.org. If you've got local news breaking in your area you want to share with us and the remnant, by all means, email it again to jason@sfaw.org. We'll do our best to share it and post it up there. Boy, we've talked a lot about Joel, the locust of Joel, and he ain't talking about bugs when we read about that, but about the people that come in, and when these people come in, then it's others. But it's because we've turned from God, and we see that happening in our land, and Joel is just like all the rest of the books. When you see the judgments that are coming because of our sin, the answer is given, if we would but read it. And it's a repeating story over and over and over. Let's take a look, Joel chapter 2, verses 12 and 13. Joel 2, 12 and 13 says, "But even now, says the Lord, repent sincerely and return to me with fasting and weeping and mourning. Let your broken heart show your sorrow. Tearing your clothes is not enough. Come back to the Lord your God. He is kind and full of mercy. He is patient and keeps his promise. He is always ready to forgive and not punish." Doesn't mean he doesn't punish. But, you know, this is told before, repent, return to him. This is the gospel message, right? For all have sinned. We have to repent and return back to him. And I think more and more are doing that. And I see it by their actions, right? By their fruits, you shall know them. Quick note on this San Jose State. San Jose State having the trans volleyball player this past year that we've told you the universities have refused to play. They've had a mass exodus. Seven players have entered the transfer portal, and this trans player's done. It's not playing anymore. They've timed out. But still, because of the tainted in the attitude that is there to embrace this sin, you got seven players saying, "No, we're leaving." Mass exodus of volleyball players after a controversy-riddled season involving their trans athlete. Blah blah blah. Anyway, that's what they're doing. They're not even the ones that can continue on and play there on scholarship and everything else. Nope, we're leaving. And that's a good thing. See, they're turning away from that. They're saying we don't want to be associated with this. And that's a good thing. That's an awakening that we talked about earlier. That's what we're hearing. That's what the secular talk shows are talking about. Maybe a return, a rejuvenation of common sense. How about this? Some of these gangs are getting arrested. Trinda Aragua gang arrested. Gang members arrested in the New York City apartment right next to a daycare facility, which is ridiculous. In total, 22 members of the Trinda Aragua gang were arrested in two raids. Several suspected members of the bloodthirsty Venezuelan gang TDA were busted hiding out in the New York City apartment building right next to a daycare center. That underlines how the gang has immersed itself into the general population in the sanctuary city. Now see, how long they've been there? Years. Now they're getting arrested. Now they're getting brought out, and that's a good thing. Anyway, it talks about seven members arrested there. Got a picture of some of them. A couple different pictures of them. This was the same gang. It made the news here just a few months ago. They had taken over an apartment building in Aurora and in San Antonio. We've reported to you on that. These are Venezuelans. They emptied their prisons and said, "Hey, we'll take you up to the good old USA. We'll get you up there." And then even when they did take over and terrorize these apartment complexes. You had some Congress members saying, well, it's only a couple of apartment complexes. See, that's how it was. That was the attitude of it, how it was. But it's shifting. It's changing. They're getting arrested. They're putting it out, saying, hey, you're not welcome here anymore. And you know, there's a new... We had a bunch of controversy this last election cycle about who was a border czar or not a border czar, but there's a new border czar, been nominated, just nominated. Illegals must go, Tom Homan said, the incoming border czar has declared, and he and President-elect Trump mean that literally. Critics have given a pat response. Oh, it's not physically or financially possible to implement the largest deportation program in our history. But they're missing a critical tool, the ability of the entire executive branch to create conditions that will help induce self-deportation by many aliens. He's wanting to deport 11 million illegal aliens, and he says, we're going to save many lives in the future. And I wanted to share this with you because it's a change. It's part of a different attitude, not just Republican over Democrat, but just a different attitude. It really is. This border czar, Tom Homan, 30-year law enforcement career. He was a Border Patrol agent. He was the ICE director under Trump for a little bit. Back in Trump's first, when he was first president, he had Tom Homan in there, saw a 40% surge in deportation arrests. And so it's good. He says, I'm going to run the biggest deportation this nation's ever seen. Because that's what we need. See, that's a better thing. And part of it, he's not saying, oh, we're just going to, you know, maybe you saw this one interview. They asked him here a couple weeks ago. They said, well, you're going to separate families? You're going to deport the father and the loving husband and blah, blah, blah back? And he said, no, we'll deport the whole family. How it needs to be. It really is that way. And I saw another interview, didn't get to put a slide together on it, where he said, you know, he said, if you're here illegally, leave. Leave. It's going to be better off for you. Because if you're here illegally, we're going to track you down, we're going to find you, and we're going to kick you out. And then you're going to have a 5, 10, or 20-year ban where we're not going to let you back in. So leave now. And that's better. I think that's better. It's a change of attitude. Anyway, it's moving away from the lawlessness. And if you move away from lawlessness, you move toward law. The Bible talks about law. James 1:25 says, but if you look carefully into the perfect law that sets you free, and if you do what it says, and don't forget what you heard, then God will bless you for doing it. See, doing, action words, verbs, you do what it says. Look at the law that sets you free and do it. God blesses. New Testament, that's James. In a current world example of that, you got Governor Ron DeSantis down in Florida. I saw this headline. He's gloating, okay? And I think that he can. The Florida economy grows faster amid the migrant crackdown. See, that's what we've heard all along. Oh, you can't get rid of these people. Who's going to build your houses? Who's going to pick your fruit? Who's going to pour your concrete? Who's going to do all the work? Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis blasting the establishment media for claiming that recent migrant crackdowns would hurt the Sunshine State's economy. Florida's best-in-the-nation legislation combating illegal immigration generated the typical array of false media narratives. He wrote, that such narratives blew up shows that good policy pays dividends. In May, the Florida legislature passed a bill requiring mandatory e-verify rules on hiring a ban on local government issuing IDs to migrants, a rule to suspend business licenses for companies that hire illegal migrants, funding to bus illegals to other states, and a rule requiring hospitals to report the number of illegal aliens they treat. Many on the left said the package of rules would hurt the Florida economy by chasing illegals out of the state. But, as DeSantis noted, it doesn't appear the new requirements had any negative impact at all. In fact, the changes have been so successful that Forbes magazine proclaimed Florida's policies as a blueprint for Trump to follow nationally. The magazine noted that left-wing critics claimed the E-Verify rules and other policies in the new law would damage Florida's economy, but went on to say those criticisms have been wrong. How about that? How about that for a change? They admitted they were wrong. You know, we thought this was going to be a mess, but it's working out pretty good. When have you heard that from the media? From Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. Here's another quote. So far, the critics have been wrong. Florida's economy has continued to grow despite warnings about the impact of State Bill 1718. According to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, the state's gross domestic product increased by 9.2% last year, tops in the nation, and outpacing the national average by nearly 3 percentage points. In 24, Florida's economic growth remains strong, surpassing the national average in the first two quarters, with Florida being just one of just a handful of states to post a 6% growth or higher in both quarters. This comes despite the Florida Policy Institute warning that the E-Verify requirements alone could cost the state $12.6 billion in its first year, Forbes wrote in November. Excuse me. Wrong. They were proven wrong. So you see, Forbes. Forbes is pretty popular, pretty big in the industrial or in the investment world, right? Oh, you do this, you're going to lose $12 billion. That's just a fear tactic. What has Florida done? Grown greater. Their gross domestic product, more jobs, more work. By getting rid of the illegals. And so it's a real world example of how it can be. But again, it's getting rid, turning away from the lawlessness, turning back to law, and then realizing hopefully the next step where that law comes from. In Psalm 119 says, give me understanding that I may obey your law and follow it with all my heart. That's not the only place it says that. And the last verse I've got for you this morning, and we'll move on to some other stuff here, Joshua 1:8. Joshua 1:8 says, this book of the law must not depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. For then you will prosper and succeed in all you do. You want to prosper and succeed in all you do. You want to make America great again? Read Joshua 1:8 and do what it says. And I think that's what we're going to see. I do. I hope there's a change in the air. I hope it continues. Well, Remnant, that's all the time we got this morning for this review of the news. Stay tuned. We've got a timeless pulpit truth message for you. I'm sure that you're going to enjoy that. We've got a new message for you right after that, and then communion. So, again, thanks for joining us. God bless.
Time goes surging like a river. Life is swept away like sand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to His unchanging hand. You better hold to God's unchanging hand. You'd better hold to God's unchanging hand. Build hand. Trust in Him who never changes. Whatsoever year should bring, though by earthly friends forsaken, to Him we may surely cling. Unchanging hand, build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Covet not nor trust in riches. All your hopes they shall betray. Unchanging hand.